Proclamation number 2350 of May 28, 1942. Wrong thinking. Work of the Antipole of God. And this is significant, for only the path through earthly life can abolish the separation from God, and only the time of embodiment as a human being can result in the being's conscious union with God. And precisely for this reason it is also significant which things the human being's thoughts turn during his time on earth and which powers are granted access. Thought transference is the weapon with which the spiritual leads the battle. Light and darkness seek to transfer power to people in the same way, precisely in the form of thoughts, and both powers are successful depending on the person's will, his nature and his attitude towards God. Every God-affirming person will shape his nature such that he strives to be good, and thus his will is inclined towards the good, the divine, and the result of this is receptivity for spiritual emanations of strength which the good, i.e., light-filled beings want to impart to people. The transmission of thoughts by the beings of light can therefore take place without resistance, without hindrance. The human being's thinking moves within the truth and never needs to be doubted. However, the same receptivity is also characteristic of people who, through their distance from God, turn to the opposite pole of God. They can receive the emanations of evil spiritual forces in exactly the same way because they open themselves to them through their desire for worldly things, which are part of that from which the human being should turn away. Such people will always live a life of heartlessness and their hearts will willingly accept the currents which impel them towards increased heartlessness. And thus the thoughts of such people will not bring them closer to God but increase their distance from Him. Then darkness will triumph over light. The beings of darkness are supported by the human being's will itself. No obstacles are placed in the way of their expression of strength and thus they can also become effective, which is expressed in people's completely wrong thinking and therefore in humanity's spiritual low, which can only be remedied again through external influences, i.e., through severe suffering and tribulation, through which people are forced to take a stand mentally and this can still lead to a change in their thinking. For man cannot be led into right thinking against his will. His will is decisive and the events which come upon him and which, as sorrowful as they are, can still have a favorable effect on the human being's soul are also in accordance with his will. Amen.